Let us begin our service. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen.
Amen.
Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. Our opening hymn is In Christ Called to Baptize. Amén. La gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, el amor de Dios, the love of God, y la comunión del Espíritu Santo sean con todos ustedes, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And now let us pray together. God of compassion, you have opened the way for us and brought us to yourself. Pour your love into our hearts, that overflowing with joy, we may freely share the blessings of your realm and faithfully proclaim the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We now turn our hearts and our minds to Scripture. Our first reading is from Exodus.
A reading from Exodus. The Israelites had journeyed from Rephidim, entered the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. Israel camped there in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God. The Lord called him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and holy nation." These are the words that you shall speak to the Israelites. So Moses came, summoned the elders of the people, and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. The people all answered as one, "Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Okay, Pastor Katie.
I don't like this now.
If you stop sharing your screen, I'll share mine for the kids.
Let's just watch.
We're muted, right? Mute.
I stopped sharing my screen. Is it not working?
No, it's coming.
All right.
Okay. So, everybody out there who wants to participate in the children's sermon, even the big children out there, all you need to do is go create a new tab at the top, and you're going to type in join.nearpod.com. Join.nearpod.com. You don't need any www dots. Just add a new tab and type that in. And when you get there, they're going to ask you for a code, and the code is up here in the left-hand corner. It's YVNEK, and that'll get you into our lesson today where you can participate. Join.nearpod.com in a new tab, and the code is YVNEK. We have our first person. I can see at the bottom, two people. Hooray, welcome. YVNEK. Looks like Kai is here, the Marquez family, Sophia. Pastor Katie, can you see any other kids out there who will be joining us, or any adults out there want to join us? Oh, welcome. Stephen's going to play along today. Reed and Riley, I know you're out there. Oh, Tim's playing. Way to be a sport, Tim. Oh, Reed's on. All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. I'll slide over for Pastor Katie to start. Go ahead.
Okay, welcome everyone. Today we are learning about the 12 disciples. That's our story for this morning, our gospel reading. So this is the gospel as well at the same time. The harvest is great, the laborers few. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." So the first question we have for you to answer is, was Jesus harvesting food in what I just read? So if you click on A, it's yes, B is no. What do you think? Was Jesus harvesting food?
Ooh, we got our first answers, Pastor Katie.
All right.
Okay, we have two more people to share, and then we will share the results. Take a guess, Reed. Can you see the results? Everybody chose B.
So if Jesus was not talking about harvesting food, well, he was talking about harvesting, but what was he talking about? Any kid have an idea? Or any big kid and want to respond? You could unmute yourself, you can hit the space bar, and you can tell us. See this picture, he was talking about harvesting. Some people may have thought that he was talking about harvesting wonderful food, but he was really talking about what?
People.
Thank you. I think that was Flory. That's right. Can you see this picture over here? That is a lot of different people. And then at the bottom, some of you children that you came to help clean up. That was several years ago. You were a little bit smaller then, but you knew you were wearing your Live Generously shirts and you were out there harvesting people. You were out there caring for others. So who are they? The 12 apostles. That's another way to say disciples, or sometimes we say friends. The original were the 12. So that was a song about the 12 disciples. I think what's coming up next is our climb, right, Miss Julie?
Yeah.
So now let's see if you can remember all the disciples. This is a little game that you get to play. So for those that aren't able to see this or those that aren't participating, it's a time to climb. The kids get to climb up a hill if they get up a mountain, if they get a question correct, they move forward.
There's Kaya, she's a penguin. Sophia is a giraffe. Were penguins a turtle? Steven, what is that? Just a guy? Or is that an animal?
Sophia thinks it's a ninja turtle.
He kind of looks like it, doesn't he? All right, so we're going to get started on our questions here. Pastor Katie, if you want to read them out loud to the people who don't have a visual screen,
sure.
Can hear what the questions are. And there's Tim and Steven. They're the same.
All right.
Watch them climb the mountain together.
So the first question, which of these was one of the disciples? Jeremy or Judas?
Ooh, we got some people who climbed up the mountain and got that one correct. Here comes number two.
Which of these was one of the disciples, Timothy or Thaddeus?
Ooh, the Marquez family's taking the lead.
Question
number three.
Which was one of the disciples, Thomas or Ted?
Number four.
Which was one of the disciples, James or Jack?
Ooh, Sophia, you're so close. Tim, right behind.
How many disciples were there? Two or 12? Sophia took the lead.
Good job, Sophia.
She can keep it. Which of these was a disciple, Sam or Simon? Yeah, they're neck and neck, Sophia and the Marquez.
Last one.
Are there disciples today? Yes or no?
Ooh, they're neck and neck. Oh, Sophia kept the lead. Good job, Sophia. The Marquez family comes in second, and Tim, nice job in third place.
Then these 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. So now our final activity is draw one way you can be a disciple of God, right? Because we are all disciples. We are all friends of Jesus. How can we be a disciple? And if you're not a good drawer or you're not sure what to draw, you can make some words.
Ooh, Sophia and Kaya and Tim. Oh, Tim has a good answer.
Tim wrote love and drew a heart. Stephen also drew a heart. The turtle twins. Sophia's drawing about pizza. Oh, she's sharing her pizza with someone who's sad and doesn't have food.
I
Kaya wrote, give to people, give to others. The Marquez and Reed are still finishing up their drawings, and Sophia. And those of you who are not participating, think about the ways that you can be disciples.
Good job, everybody, with our first interactive children's sermon here online. You came up with some good ways that you can be a disciple of God. There's a lot of love, a lot of giving to people, a lot of acceptance. Those are all great ideas. And Pastor Katie is going to share a little more about that with us.
Thank you, Miss Julie. Thank you, kids and big kids, for participating. Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So as we learn from this new way of doing a children's sermon, we too are Jesus' disciples. But so often, we act like we know it all, especially when it comes to another person. Some even use their Christianity or discipleship as a way to say they know how others live. Take Lonnie Walker, for instance, a Reading High basketball star. I think many of you know him, right? You know this face? He went to Reading High, and he's now a professional NBA player on the San Antonio Spurs team. And many people thought his haircut was awful, right? Maybe you even have said that yourself, or you know people that have said that. Maybe for some it was too black, right? It was too wild. He needed to tame it. Some didn't think it made him look very professional. And for those of us that thought that, maybe we thought that we knew his story. And then a recent headline came out where he finally tells his story. He was abused as a child, and his hair was something that he could control himself. He said, "My hair was a mask of me hiding the insecurities that I felt the world wasn't ready for. But now I am better than ever. Out with old, in with the new. I have shed my skin mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually." So here's his new haircut. Notice the cross that is carved in the back. We thought we knew Lonnie's story. We thought he was just a kid not willing to get a haircut. But that hair told more than of a story than we knew. And now he keeps showing us that there's more to him. He's standing up for his community. He's showing the world, especially our Reading kids, that it's about giving to others. It's about hearing others' stories. It's about putting an end to racism. For being a disciple means listening to another's story and not assuming we already know it. So how many others are there in our communities, in our country, in our world that we think we know? Isn't it time to sit and listen to one another? For when we take the time to hear someone's story, it changes things. We realize there's a lot we don't know, but God knows. We surely don't have it all together. We are all hurting in some way. We are all harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And Jesus sees us and has compassion on us. Jesus is our shepherd. And that's the same message that Jesus gives to us. That's why we hear Jesus summon his first disciples right after we hear him have compassion on the crowd because they are harassed and helpless. Jesus calls them to do as he does. Go out and show others my love for them. Don't go and judge those who you think you know. Love them as I love you. Ama como yo los amo. Don't love expecting people to love you back. Just love. Ama. Give, not expecting anything in return. Just give. Dar. When people are put down due to the color of their skin or their gender or whatever else it is for that matter, show them love. Give to them as Jesus gives to you. And speak out against hatred, violence, racism. Show the haters that there is more to the story. Lift up stories like Lonnie Walker's. Show the world the good that still exists. Proclaim the good news. You are a child of God. Share your story. Share other story. Share the story of Jesus. Comparte la historia de Jesús. Be a disciple. Go and be loving. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor. Amen. Amen. Our hymn of the day is Will You Come and Follow Me? We now offer up our prayers to God. There will be a time where you can offer up your prayers. You'll need to press the space bar to unmute yourself.
Called in unity with one another and the whole creation, let us pray for our shared world. Holy One, you bring us together and call us your own. Bless theologians, teachers, and preachers who help us grow in faith. Guide your church that we might be a holy people. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Holy One, the whole earth is yours. Where there is fire, bring cool air and new growth. Where there is flooding, bring abatement. Where there is drought, bring rain. Inspire us to care for what you have provided. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great.
Holy One, we have created divisions you will not own. In places of conflict, raise up leaders who work to develop lasting peace and reconciliation. Encourage organizations and individuals who care for all forced to leave their homes. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great.
Holy One, you accompany us in sickness and suffering. Bring relief to all afflicted with the coronavirus and all those isolated now more than ever, especially those in prison or care facilities. Strengthen caregivers, health workers, and all who work ensures the safety and well-being of others. Console, heal, and nourish all in need this day, especially those you name before you. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Holy One, you provide a plentiful harvest of gifts and resources. Prepare us to labor and gather the fruits of this congregation, that we might discover new ways of living. Minister to us in our work, that we do not lose heart. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great.
For what else shall we pray? At this time, you can unmute yourselves to be able to offer up your prayers for all to hear.
For all those suffering abuse.
For all those with the coronavirus and those caring for them.
For our elders and all those on the edges of society at greater risk.
Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Holy One, you bring all people to yourself. We give thanks for the holy people who have gone before us. Sustain us in your mission until the day you bear us up to join the saints in light. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Receive these prayers, O God, and those too deep for words, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. At this time, you may get your offering ready to mail to Christ or go to our website, ChristLutheranRDG.org, and donate from our homepage via Venmo or PayPal. Please note that your offering helps us to continue to serve our neighbors. Together, we are disciples of Christ. Juntos somos discípulos de Cristo. Amen. And now together let us pray. Merciful God, our ordinary gifts seem small for such a celebration, but you make of them an abundance, just as you do with our lives. Give us strength for service in your name, through the hope of the risen Christ. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn is Alabare.
Alabare. Praying, the thousands rejoicing, and always singing praises to the Lord. Alabaré, alabaré, alabaré a mi Señor, alabaré, alabaré a mi Señor. is the Lamb who was slain. Lord, set us free from every sin. Power and riches and wisdom and strength, honor and all blessings shall be here. Alabare, alabare.
Into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to what to which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Gracias al Señor.